Welcome to a Fresh Perspective podcast, catering to the latest in ingredient trends, consumer insights, and food news. Brought to you by Corbion.
Hi, and welcome to a Fresh Perspective podcast, a podcast where we talk about everything food. I'm Jenny Kolzer, your host, and today I'm joined by the lovely Kathy Sargent, my co-host.
Hello. Good to see you, Jenny.
Good to see you, too. So today's topic is global health and wellness in bakery. This is always a really interesting topic for me because my husband is perpetually on keto or off the keto and then back on keto. And so for him, you know, bakery is there is no health and wellness in it, but I always tell him, I think you're listening to the wrong people. That's right.
Yes. Keto has its little niche, but bakery as part of a healthy, holistic lifestyle and diet very much has a place.
Very important. So with that, let's introduce our guest today. I'm excited to talk to him. His name is Tom Verheil. He's the VP of Strategic Insights for North America for Innova. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, thanks, Jenny. I appreciate the invitation.
We're happy to have you. So let's start off by talking about consumers' current attitudes towards health and wellness in the food industry.
Well, COVID-19 really kind of roiled the marketplace, as you can tell, because early on in the pandemic, there was really no defense against COVID-19 before the vaccines came out. So immunity became kind of the chief thing that consumers were looking for benefits to keep them healthy and so on. So certainly that's been a big thing, but there certainly are a number of other issues that consumers have had to deal with, certainly trying to stay healthy and ward off chronic health conditions, things like obesity. That's kind of a worry that consumers have. Also, brain health is something that consumers are a lot more interested in now than they have been in the past. A lot of what we do is not really related to physical health. We're not out there chopping down trees or, rounding up cattle and things like that. A lot of people are working with their, in jobs that require a lot of thought and brain power. So there's more of a focus on that now than there has been.
Excellent. Interesting. So how are consumers looking at bakery when they think about that health and wellness and kind of the functionalities they want to get from their baked goods?
I think that bakery is a category that's definitely more of an indulgence category. I mean, certainly breakfast bakery and breakfast products can be consumed as part of a healthful diet. If you look at the types of products that consumers may consume there, they may have certain iconic health ingredients that consumers recognize as being good for them, fruit ingredients, fruit toppings, things like that. So that's certainly part of it. But bakery products tend to be associated with positive things and fun. I mean, birthday parties, they're serving birthday cake at birthday parties, and that's a celebration. Nobody's terribly worried about sugar consumption during these events and things like that. So
right.
I think that health tends to take a back seat when consumers are considering bakery products, for in categories like cakes, cookies would be a similar category. I think that consumers may be more interested in cutting back on maybe trying to manage their portion sizes there than trying to achieve better outcomes through formulations that have more nutrients and things like that.
A lot in the treat and reward space for mental health and satisfaction, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at COVID-19, this is something that really a type of behavior that really accelerated during COVID-19 was consumers treating themselves. So we hear a lot in our surveys that consumers said that they, pursued a more healthful diet. They were more concerned about immunity and things like that. But when you actually looked at some of the consumer behaviors, certainly indulgence was one of those things that went up during the pandemic. Alcohol consumption went up and other.
Why does that not surprise me?
Screen time went up. Exercise time went down. So I think consumers have good intentions, but sometimes the behaviors don't necessarily match the intentions.
Do we see those things trending the other way now? I mean, I know the pandemic isn't over, and everything we read say it's never going to be completely over. So are people starting to get out and exercise more? Are they starting to worry a little bit more about, you know, less about indulgence, more about, you know, becoming healthier in the foods that they eat?
The biggest change we saw, and here at Inova, we have the good fortune. We just ran a health and nutrition survey. It's our 2021 health and nutrition survey. And we can kind of compare the results from the 2020 survey to find out where consumers are kind of checking in. We've seen a pretty sizable decline in concern over immunity. Now, immunity was certainly a hot topic early in the pandemic, but the one area that consumers have really, we've seen a pop in interest is around stress relief. We're stressed. Oh. We're looking for relaxation. We're looking for escape. We're looking for things like that. So I think that that's really an opportunity that marketers may have, mood management. Consumers want things that can help them cope because I think that COVID-19 kind of put consumers in a different place. They had less stimuli to deal with. They might have certainly less travel, less novelty, and they had a chance to think about things. And now, as things are returning to more of a normal type situation, you're kind of looking at, you know, what do we do now? What's going to survive? How are things going to change? So I think that that's kind of a viable area of innovation for the future for companies to kind of concentrate, you know, in that
That's
area.
That's really interesting. And as you think about all the change in behaviors and what consumers are looking for, what do you see showing up in their shopping behaviors and kind of how the data is coming on how they're spending their money?
If you're looking at some of the shopping behaviors and even the new product innovation behaviors and things that are changing, you're definitely seeing interest levels rise in certain areas. You talked about keto in the beginning of today's broadcast. Ketogenic claims, especially in the U.S., have really gone up quite a bit. You're seeing areas like vegan and vegetarian products, even in bakery. And, you know, when you think about it, you know, dairy ingredients certainly are important in bakery products, but you've got a whole generation of consumers, especially younger consumers, that are looking for a cleaner lifestyle, looking to avoid any animal-based products. That's something that's coming up. Grain-free is another big area of innovation. Now, it's very much a niche for the time being, but we're seeing quite a bit of innovation in products that are claiming to be grain-free and using ingredients like cassava, tapioca, flour, almond flour, and more to provide healthier options for consumers.
So how does that manifest in the product labeling? So, you know, when you go to the store, as a consumer myself, what do I look for to get those benefits?
Well, you're going to see companies kind of call these things out in different ways. They're right on the front of the packaging. A lot of companies will call out net carbs. Ketogenic products making a keto claim, you'll see a claim there about net carbs. They may be calling out claims like no added sugar. That's a claim that's really increased a lot over the recent past. It suggests the product is less processed too. And that's something that consumers are increasingly concerned about. They want products that make them feel good. They don't want to question the product. They don't want a product that looks to them like it came from a factory. So craft everything. If you look at markets like craft beer, you see a lot of interest in craft dairy, craft beer, craft everything. So products that ring those notes. But you'll see other labeling about ingredients these products do not contain. And those ingredients could be high fructose corn syrup. That's something that's been around for quite some time. But sugar alcohols, believe it or not, we're seeing more products claim that they don't contain any sugar alcohols. I'm not sure the average consumer even knows what they are. They sound bad, right? Yeah. So, you know, you're starting to see companies connect with consumers that way.
At Corbion, the word impossible doesn't stop us. It gets us going. As a leading global ingredient supplier, we create sustainable food solutions based on renewable resources and natural processes. We are obsessed with solving impossible challenges for our customers. Let's partner together to find solutions unique to you and preserve what matters most. Corbion, keep creating, It's interesting to me because I think about, okay, all the things you've said I want. I would like a bakery product that manages my mood, that makes my brain healthier. Like, is there a bread product or a bakery product that currently exists that, you know, are they're being marketed that way? Or I know you said it was an innovation opportunity. Just wondering if anyone's taking advantage of that yet.
That's kind of hard to say. We'd have to go in and look at individual products and see what companies are making claims like that. But we are seeing products that do ring some positive health notes that consumers are interested in. The big macronutrient right now is protein. Consumers see a host of benefits for protein. It can help them build muscle mass. It certainly is something that can help manage weight, that feeling of satiety, you're feeling fuller longer so that you're less inclined for snacking. If you're older, there's a condition called sarcopenia where you lose muscle mass when you're aging, unfortunately, and protein can help manage that. So we have seen quite a few bread products that claim to be higher in protein. We have seen some cookie products that make claims like that. Cakes and pastries, probably a little bit less so. Those products are a little bit more on the indulgent side.
Yes, yes.
Well, and when we think about kind of some of the complexity of the claims you're describing, you mentioned some of the front of the pack call outs, but especially with COVID and online, do we see a change in where consumers are actually getting this information or if they're wanting to go deeper in understanding the functionality?
Well, I think that, you know, one thing that changed during COVID is that you had this massive sampling opportunity where consumers in the past would have done their grocery shopping in person. Then all of a sudden, going to a grocery store was a speed shopping exercise. You wanted to get in and out as fast as possible.
Yes.
It wasn't for me. I hang out in grocery stores a long time. I look at products. My wife hates it when I do that, by the way. So, but anyway, for things like that, I think that consumers were more inclined and sampled food delivery services, online purchase, and then grocery store pickup. I know the supermarket closest to me is a Wegmans supermarket chain, and a good portion of the parking lot, including the place I used to park, is now a grocery pickup station where you order online and you pick it up. So I think that that's changed, and consumers may be getting more of that information online, where they're looking at the claims made on the product packaging. Social media could be part of this too. A lot of consumers buy with their eyes. They're looking at what they see in Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and various things like that. So I think that those are inputs too that consumers are considering when they're making their choices.
Wow. Thank you for that. We are sadly out of time. Thank you for joining us, Tom, and for those great insights. And I cannot wait to see what happens in the innovation in this space in the coming months.
Thanks, Jenny. It was a pleasure.
So now I would like some bakery products to eat, especially, you know, like, and if there's protein in it, then I can be like, ooh, these bread slices, good for my brain.
I need some mental focus food right now. Get me through the afternoon.
It cracks me up. He said his wife hated going to the grocery store because he spent so... It reminds me of going to the Home Depot with my husband.
For me, it's my kids. My son's old enough. He begs to stay home now. And I was like, come on, it's fun.
Well, thanks for joining me today, Kathy. It's always fun.
Oh, so much good information.
Yes. So don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow us on thecorbeyoncut.com and thebakerstake.com. Till next time, preserve what matters.